Circuses used to roam all over America. When I was a kid, I found in my research there were more than 100 traveling circuses. And to my surprise, there are still about 40 of these circuses left, including the Kelly Miller Circus, which is based in Oklahoma. North Country Public Radio's Gregory Warner caught up with the Kelly Miller troupe as they were setting up for a show in a western New York town called Arcade.
Day 127 of the circus season begins like every morning. Mexican workers pound stakes around a giant striped tent, and then Viola pulls up the poles, chains strapped to her shoulders.
Viola, come on.
Viola is a 10,000-pound elephant. These poles are nothing. She pulls trucks when they get stuck in the mud.
Viola, back up.
We're on a ball field in Arcade, New York, in a cluster of trucks and RVs that arrived at dawn. A clothesline with clown suits hangs next to a wheelbarrow of elephant dung. Tavana Luvas and her husband are assembling the souvenir booth.
We do it on a seven-day-a-week basis. Get up in the morning, bring all this stuff here, set it up. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow, someplace else.
Tavana doesn't just sell souvenirs. 12 hours and 40 miles ago, she was twirling by her teeth off a trapeze, a trick called the Iron Jaw. Tavana's a fourth-generation aerialist, and she travels with her family. So do most of the performers. Leslie Rosales is 21. She climbs stairs on her hands.
My dad is from Mexico. My sister is from Colombia. My brother is from Italy. And my mom is from Peru.
Leslie's from Brazil, or that's where her family was performing the year she was born.
When the season stops, I go to Florida. We stay there like 4 months, and then again in the circus.
So how do you like those 4 months? What do you do with yourself?
I get bored. Yeah, because, you know, in the same town and the same thing, you know, it's boring.
So you've never lived anywhere longer than 4 months?
No.
In American tent circuses today, most of the performers are from South America or Mexico. It's been like that since World War II, when European acrobats had trouble crossing the Atlantic.
Anyone else for elephant ride?
After lunch, Viola the elephant is saddled, and Laura Harriet calls out for riders. A tough-looking 50-year-old with red shades. Harriet's a fifth-generation animal trainer, but she could see herself out of the circus biz. Newfangled circuses like Cirque du Soleil don't have a place for her.
We're in a fight for our lives with animal activists, and the Cirque du Soleil is not a circus. It doesn't have animals. It's a theatrical presentation in the image of a circus, kind of. But that's a really sore subject for us, true circus people.
True circus people are family, she says. It's a generational thing. Her father working with Leslie Rosales' grandfather.
Cirque du Soleil is more like a factory type thing where they get young people and they train them and so forth, and they're super talented, but it's not the same.
If Cirque du Soleil is like a national franchise, Kelly Miller is the mom and pop. It survives by going local. Each town they play, they team up with a school or rotary club or volunteer firefighters. The local group puts up the posters, sells the tickets, then they split the proceeds.
I started as a clown, then I had a magic act, I had performing pigs, I had dogs.
Now Justin Loomis is the ringmaster.
I can give you a little announcement if you want. Or
yeah, you
want
to give me a little announcement?
Sure.
Get ready for fantastic acrobats, funny clowns, pretty girls, and happy animals. It's showtime under the big top. The circus is rated G for children of all ages, America's only form of entertainment which has never been censored.
That's kind of cool because there's kind of like a mixed message there.
Mm-hmm.
It's both saying it's rated G and uncensored.
Uncensored, right.
Justin's right. There is something naively raunchy about the circus, like preteen dance routines. And maybe it's because everyone's a family. The couple floating head to crotch in lime green tights, wrapped in velvet curtains 20 feet high. That's Leslie Rosales and her brother. Or the Brazilian woman in the orange sequin thong, flying blindfolded through the air. She's caught by her two teenage sons.
But here, as they said in the days of old, hold on to your horses, because here come the elephants!
The three elephants look huge in this little tent. They spin on stools, they sit like teddy bears. Everything they do is incredibly slow-moving, but goofy, like old men at a party demonstrating the electric slide. The Rosales family closes out the show, and the acrobats head back to their RVs.
Cattle ride!
rides. Anybody else for a camel ride?
They'll do one more performance and then break everything down, clean up. The day's not over till 10 in the evening when two workers sell tacos and burritos from their trailer. And tomorrow's a big day. They're playing 38 miles up the road, a parking lot next to Walmart. And in this mud show, that's known as civilization. For Studio 360, I'm Gregory Warner in Arcade, New York.